Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another show. So we see that we have Kyle and Pauline, Adriana online here, so on the BBS Fast Chat. So if you'd like to call in tonight, please do so. You can ask some questions. Anything that you'd like to ask would be fine. You could also maybe request a sample healing that we do. You can go to the list of services. And it's on the BBS page here. Just scroll down and maybe click on it. It's underneath the light beam. You might want to read some of those off there to see what you may have interest in. And also, there's a couple little angels coming down on the page about maybe half an inch down, reading a book. You might want to click on that even, and there's information there about some Q&As that we've had in the past, and it might be very informative for you just to even check that out sometime. So, Sylvia, our co-host, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yep, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And I'm getting the phone number here for you to call in if you'd like to call. Since it's Friday night right now, we're on station 2. The number will be 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And if you call and it's busy, just wait a minute or so and try again. And we'd love to have you on the air with us and see what you'd like to ask Ron about or what sample healings you'd like to experience. And I'm sure we'll talk a lot about this Sunday, an incredible opportunity for a wonderful healing that has to do with rejuvenating the body, and especially particularly working on the gums and teeth and mouth and that whole area. And for everyone that was on the conference call tonight, wow, that was really amazing. The light beings were just really working so much in that area of the body already, and it was just a fabulous, fabulous healing. So I'm sure if that's what we experienced in the one-hour conference call, the eight-hour session on Sunday is just going to be unbelievable and just massive healing. So if you'd like to know more about that, too, you can either call in and ask, or you can type your question on the fast chat. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you for now, Ron, to get us going for tonight.
Okay, will do. So I guess we'll start off with the emotional healing here. And we'll go back 5 days in your life here. So here we go. 5 days ago, this is stuff you dealt with. That's emotional things. Typically being upset is what we normally look at here. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. Yawning, 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do the feeling body. Same process. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okie dokie, so that should be great for everybody. Let's do a mental body. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So we're going to be back in New York the middle of next month. I'll be back there actually in about a week, but we're going to the New Life Expo, and that's going to be, I think, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Then after that, we have three workshops at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center in Manhattan. So if you happen to be around, definitely come to those. So you can check us out probably on the website, or just give me a phone call if you like, or send an email, healing@creationlightship.com. So I'll just talk briefly about the Sunday event. And during the different calls that we've had on these eight-hour sessions, they've worked with the teeth quite a bit, gums and teeth, and it looks like that's kind of maybe the foundation of some of our problems. So I don't know what it is, but it feels like to me that that's the doorway, so to speak, into our energetics is our gums and our teeth. maybe the nerves in our teeth. And somehow, I know they put a lot of time into these, or this area, for these healings. And I think this is maybe some reason why we're having so much difficulty. I know that some people who I've met in the past, not related to the light shift stuff at all, were talking about their teeth, and you probably have the same experience. Somebody says, you know, I was doing fine until I went to a dentist and they did a root canal on me or worked with my teeth hurt or something, and then once they did this operation or pulled a tooth out or did something, all of a sudden my health went downhill and I've been sick ever since. And there's probably more to our teeth than what meets the eye. And so this particular call on Sunday, if you're a newcomer to it, it's $100. If you've been on the calls before, the eight-hour calls, and just, you know, contact me, and I'll see what I can do for a price change a little bit for you there. Because they do give specials for the people who've been on the calls previously. But the main thing is, even if you do go on it for $100 for 8 hours in length, it's still going to be a wonderful call for you. So what we're going to do is I'll just do a quick sample of what we're going to be doing on this coming Sunday. And we're going to be having 8 hours of this process. Cyril will just be doing probably about 2 minutes. So if you'd like, put your attention to your teeth, maybe inside of your mouth. It will be a little bit more general. So just check out your mouth, maybe your tongue, your teeth, your gums, et cetera, back of your throat. And here we go. And even if you are toothless, remember, your physical body blueprint still has teeth and gums and everything else. So don't think that if you don't have teeth, this is not going to help you, because you still have the energetics. Remember, the these dark side beings, these aliens, connect to your body energetics. So they can still get in that way. That door is not closed on them, even though you may be missing a body part or something, a tooth or so. So here we go. We're going to be working, I'll just do this in quadrants here. So I'll first do the your top left side, okay? This is your own particular top left side. And I'm going to count to 10. I'm going to bring some energy in. If you want to watch the light beam change, bring down the light beam on your scroll bar here, about an inch or so down. We're going to energize the light beams with the male doctors. That's who's going to be doing these sessions here this weekend, or at least on Sunday anyway. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So you might feel energy coming now. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I have a question is, why do I feel, I guess the U would be I, feel that this is so important? Well, it's what the light beams are doing. They've been in this area many, many times, so they know more than we know. Remember, they watch us. They take us apart, basically, on the light ship. In the quarantine rooms, we are down to a, below the cellular memory level, below, they're at creation energy points of consciousness. And they're finding out why the dark side is attached to us. So the reason is that this feels like it's a very important healing for them to do on us here. So they've done it quite a few times in the past here. So we're going to pay some particular attention on this upcoming Sunday call. And again, you know, like I say, always ask your spirit. Drop down to your heart center and see what your spirit tells you. Don't ask your mind. It'll always lead you astray, because that's the darkness. So let's go to the top of your mouth on the right side now. So this is the top side. Here we go, bringing the energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And you might feel your saliva changing. You might feel energy inside of your mouth as they're working with you. So Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you as they work for the next minute or so on the top of our mouth here, maybe roof of our mouth too.
Okay, great. So, yeah, quite a few comments on the fast chat. Heal is saying that the teeth actually correspond to the organs of the body. Each organ is connected to a tooth. I'm sure she's referring to the nerve passageways or the, you know, like in acupuncture or acupressure where you have the meridian lines of the body that go from different places. So it's very interesting with the teeth. Let's see, we have a few questions. We had a question, Ron, and maybe you could explain how the magnetic energetic alignment bodies work and what that clearing is all about. Pauline would like to know.
Well, we just discovered that working with one lady this week here that her energetic bodies were twisted, like a corkscrew, so to speak. So all these bodies, instead of being straight in alignment with each other, like dominoes, okay, facing the same directions where they're supposed to be, hers are actually twisted, and they were twisted around each other. So let me just do this sample clearing here. So we have many, many of these bodies, and the way I do the clearing is I'll start off with someone. The price is $10 per body, and if you happen to have more than, say, 15 of these out, then I cap the price at $150. And so typically for most people, I'll get started. I might do maybe 4 to 6 of these. Some people might need up to 10, and then at that point, there's no more bodies. And then I have the person make another session maybe within a week, and we check it out again, and you may find some more. And we keep going until they stop. And that's how these sessions work. And they're often so many degrees. So what we do is we look at them. So I'm going to just take three of your bodies here. And your spirit's going to do this here. And you could be off, you know, past 360 degrees as far as the body being turned, okay? So we're going to put you back 20 degrees toward, you know, the zero point, we'll call it, back to 0 degrees. So if you're 400 degrees off, we're going to put you back to 380 degrees, okay? Each time you move forward toward being corrected, you will feel a slight change. So here we go. Your spirit's picking one of these bodies, and it could be any amount off, and it's going to change a little bit here. And you will probably feel it move inside of you. Most people feel it. So here we go. First body. 10, and I'll just count backwards, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10 degrees, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So that one just changed on you. We'll take another body here, and just kind of take note on how your physical body is sensing this change. Number 2 body. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That's the second body. And now we'll do the third one. Remember, you can have many of these. You could have maybe 30 of these out. We're just only moving this a slight amount for you to experience on a sample clearing. And this only works one time. So here we go, third body, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, then 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you might want to just get up and walk a little bit and just see how you feel. Some people have said that after having this done or during the process, they feel a little dizzy. So they feel the inside of them actually turning as these connections are being made. Almost always, people have more clarity. They feel more at ease. They feel like their inside of their body isn't twisted or turned. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, as the people are checking out how they're sensing, feeling this body. And then we're going to go and see if any of these bodies are actually twisted, okay, kind of like wrapped around each other, kind of looking at a cable, we'll say. You know how cables are tied together and they're all kind of wound, you know, with a certain pattern so that the cables are wrapped together. So back to you, Sylvia. Maybe there'll be some questions here in the fast chat or something.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So these bodies that you're talking about that need to get into alignment, these are all the different energetic bodies that we have, like the emotional body and feeling body and mental body and all of those?
Yes, that is correct. So it's many, many bodies.
And how does that relate to the ascension process as far as being able to be in the present moment? If your bodies are, if your time alignment is out, does that actually put you out of the present moment?
It could probably have you have a problem with your body not working right. Yeah, it would put you out of the present moment, because anything that interferes with the flow of source energy in you is going to take you away from that source energy. So you're going to lose your connections. So I guess
right.
That would be one way of saying it, yes. And
so
you may
have
a healing problem because these bodies are not in the proper orientation. And this is why we realign them over again.
Okay, so that's another thing that could actually prevent or make it difficult for a person to heal, is because they're... these bodies wouldn't be in the proper orientation?
Yes, that is correct, because they have to be aligned properly with the integrity of source energy. So when something is out of alignment or something is missing, remember, parts of your body physical blueprint is stolen by the darkness. This is why we do these 8-hour calls. And this is why it's so important to have, you know, your spirit be connected, and also parts of your spirit could be stolen too. But this is why it's so important to have everything put back together again, get all your pieces back. So, you know, I'd like to see some comments. If somebody wants to call in, and maybe if they've had this clearing or had a couple bodies done or whatever, you know, maybe you can comment on how it feels, how it's changed your life possibly. And, you know, the main thing is that your body is going to typically heal quicker, and typically you're going to feel better. Some people have had these bodies off their whole lifetime. They've been turned, and they wonder why they kind of walk crooked or why their body is kind of always, you know, tuned into a certain magnetic source outside of themselves. And, you know, maybe they're attracted more to due north than south. And so when you start to turn a little bit, you kind of automatically get pulled back, you know, into that direction, and you feel better maybe facing that direction physically. We all know about this because we know how we're corded to the earth grid lines. At least I hope you know that you're corded to them, unless you had a clearing. And you notice that if you... let's just say that you happen to be in the dating situation. And so, you know, you're at your house and your boyfriend or lady friend wants to invite you over, you know, for the weekend or something. So you go to their house and you sleep with them. And all of a sudden you just say, man, I have a hard time sleeping here because of what's happening to me is I just don't feel right in this bed. It's positioned the wrong way. Or maybe you go on trips and you travel and you get in a bed and you go, man, I just have a hard time going to sleep. Well, it's probably because the bed is not facing the same direction as your bed in your house. So this is very important to realize that these energies affect you this way. And not only does the cording of the earth energetic patterns do this, so do these magnetic bodies, because they kind of get attracted to a certain physical location, we'll say, or magnetic energy as they're drawn to that. And so I'm not saying that the magnetic energy of the planet changed them. That's done by the dark side. I'm just saying that you may feel better because the body is aligning itself to that energy more than others. And the price of the bodies are $10 a piece, like I said, and I cap it at $150. So if you have 30 bodies, the price is the same for getting 15 done versus 30 of them. But I only do so many at one time because the light ship only does so many of them. It depends on your body energetics and how you are working. So, I think we have a caller here. Is there someone out there in telephone land calling in?
Yes, hi, Ron. It's me, Pauline. I'm calling in because you said even if I just had a few bodies, I just had them done by you, so I was just, you know, wanting to give you feedback if you wanted it.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yes.
Yes, I definitely felt, like you said, I mean, I did feel dizzy, but it's like it went away very quickly, and I don't know why my spirit said it was time to do that, and especially since we're doing this healing, especially on Sunday. Not that any of the healings, but now that I'm glad Sylvia asked those questions, because I had a feeling there was something to it, and I just knew that that was what I needed. I don't know what else to say. I'm still, you know, in the middle of it, so I don't know what you want me to tell you, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, that's good.
I'm looking forward to finishing it, but, you know, whatever. I just wanted everybody to, you know, get the explanation, because I don't remember what you said about it. I'm really
So how do you feel just having to change that little bit?
Oh, I just felt like, for some reason, I think because everything's off in my body, I felt that, you know, that really reminded me like a cord, like a telephone cord, or things being all wound up. I knew when you did, like, I had one that was 500 degrees. I was shocked to hear that. And I felt something changing me, and I don't know. It's like things are flowing quicker when I do the online clearings. I could feel the difference much quicker. I could feel the energies in it going through and clearing out stuff faster.
Yeah, so actually your body's more conscious or more able to accept the healings easier by having these bodies put into spiritual integrity over again.
Oh, okay. And I'm not as good at expressing myself like the way some of the other people that call in, but
you are too. You are.
So, thank you.
Okay, thank
everybody,
you.
Everybody, get it done if you can.
Okay, we'll see you back in New York. Okay,
thank you so much, Pauline.
Here. Like I said, as we do the clearings, as new ones come forth, we'll say, as people need to have more clearings done, and the light ship finds what else we need that's wrong with us, so to speak, this new one came about where the bodies were actually twisted. And this we found out during the actual healing process doing these bodies. So here we go. If you have the same body that we worked with, number one, and if it's actually twisted, wrapping around the other bodies, we're going to change that right now. So we'll move it around so that it's a little better than what it was. So here we go. And we'll do this also the same way from 20 degrees. So just see if you sense something. You may or may not. Like I said, I only have did performed one of these healings so far. So here we go. First body, so this is for twisted bodies. The other one was for actually turning them back into sync. So this is when they're twisted. So here we go. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, next question, or next one here, we have number 2 body. And this is, I was using the word question there briefly because I'm curious to see if anybody felt this change here. So if you can call in, again, please do so again, somebody, anybody out there. So second body, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And here we go, number 3 body, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we'll see what happens here, see if anybody's felt the change here. So we have a question here from guests wanting to know about the ascension of humans. Will new chakras and new, would it be new meridians? I don't know. It's hard for me to answer that because most people are not even close to being cleared out. So that question would be like if you've already had a lot of clearings done and you're interested in wanting to know what's going to happen next, okay? It's just something that, to me, doesn't mean anything. It kind of frustrates me because people aren't having clearings, like the world is not having clearings for ascension. And so are they going to have a new chakra system? Well, you're not going to be here, okay? So you don't have to worry about that, okay? And there won't be any humans left because you're going to be going to 8D if you do ascend. So the question is probably coming from Earth-based knowledge of other practitioners talking about people ascending back to the 3D Earth, which is not going to be here. So anyway, like I said, it's a little frustrating for me because you need to get a bunch of clearings done so that you can leave here. As far as your body energetics, it doesn't mean anything to answer that question because you're going to have a light body, and that's completely different. But I imagine other practitioners who are out there teaching ascension who kind of beat it to death with all this false information, and people are now, they don't even want to hear about the 2012 anymore, if that's going to be it, because they've already got loaded up with information that's all invalid, okay? There's no truth hardly in any of it. But, this is what people want to hear. And so people listen, and practitioners that are controlled by the darkness are bringing forth this information maybe the last 10 years or so. But the information is all rubbish. So that's my hit on it. So as far as the new chakra system, you're going to have a light body. Don't even worry about that. That's immaterial. You're not going to have your physical body as you know it now. It will go to the 8D reality if you can get out of here, which is what I hope everybody on the planet would be able to do after they have their complete genetic clearing, getting rid of your judgments from all your ancestors, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Remember, he was here taking away your sins. What's your sins? That's your genetic predisposition of all your ancestors, all of their beliefs. You have to get pure again. This is what he talked about, being like a young child, being innocent like a child, okay, not having judgment. So the judgment is going to keep you from ascending. And, as far as, like I said, having a different chakra system or something, don't even go there. That's just, to me, mental masturbation. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we had a question, I think, from Mike about whether or not you were continuing with the lower quadrants when you were doing the sample of the teeth.
Yeah, we got a little sidetracked there. So here we go. Let's do the bottom part. Okay, you guys ready?
Ready.
So let's do the. Thank you for commenting on that. Let's do the bottom left. Here we go. So watch the light beam. Here we go. Remember, I'm in the moment here, so I kind of lose track of things sometimes. Thank you for keeping me online. So here we go, bottom left. Bringing in the energy from the light beams on your monitor screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. That feels pretty good. And we're going to bring in some of the silver energy. We do this on the conference calls. It's also done on the 8-hour calls. So it lets you experience the silver energy. It's like a gel that's inside of your mouth that they put in. And this is also to help for healing. It goes into your gums, into your teeth, into your roots, everything else, down your back of your throat. It's like a real thick paste. And on the 8-hour calls, we have this normally administered for the whole 8 hours of time on this call, plus afterwards. So I'll let you experience that now. So I'll count to 10 as that comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
That sounds like we have another caller on the line.
We'll do the right side. We'll let people have a little bit of time to experience this here. Right side bottom will be next in a couple of minutes.
Okay. We have a caller on the line, I believe. Who's there?
Hi, good evening. It's Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Well,
what's
I'm going
going
to confess
on?
It was me that was all twisted.
Sister, huh?
My bodies were wound very tightly. And in fact, when I was much younger, I was quite intense with just about everything I did. And when I was taking karate, a number of people said that I was wound very tight. And I have had some anxiety issues, but just to mention, I've had close to 30 healings, and to be honest, nothing was happening. You know, one or two I would feel for a day. And then, I wasn't ready to give up. And Ron discovered that, and I thought, wow. I wasn't surprised. And he did his work, and I sort of overdid it again yesterday, so I was a little tired today, because I felt so great. But the peace that I felt, just knowing that things were a little bit straightened out, and then I took a nap, and my breathing, like my chest was really moving, and so I'm so excited because I really believe that this is a huge breakthrough for me. So what I want to mention is anybody who's not having, I mean, I've had a lot of work, but who's not feeling anything, just be, patient and trust that Ron and the Creation Lightship will figure it out. So I'm just totally grateful. So it's basically a testimonial on my part. That's it.
Thank you, Joni.
So
what happens is a lot of times we do healings. The healings do work energetically, but they just kind of don't, we'll just use the word stick, okay? But they're in place. And like I tell some people, they say, man, I had this healing and, you know, I feel a little better, but it didn't really solve the problem. So we do a few more, and all of a sudden, some healing that we're doing is the one that nips it in the bud. And that allows for all the other healings to start to work. And once that's done, it's kind of like all the dominoes falling. And then all of a sudden, you get the wellness back. Or you start really feeling better. So this is the way these healings work. You know, the dark side is very tricky. You're dealing with dark side controlling implants. And we take away these energies. The body will typically, work and feel better, but to your own consciousness, you may not understand that it has had some relief. You know, if you have pain and the pain doesn't go away and you have a healing, then, you just think that the healing never worked because you still have the same pain. And then all of a sudden, maybe after a healing or two or whatever, all of a sudden, that's what was needed to make all the other previous healings work for you. Just by jumping to that healing that maybe was the last one that helped you would not be the particular order and sequence that you would want. You know, you couldn't say that I had so many healings and the last one I should have had first. No, it doesn't work that way. The Lightship peels the stuff off systematically. They know what you need, and your spirit knows what it needs. And then all of a sudden, something happens, and bingo, that's it. So on this new clearing, which... it's not on the website yet, but you first want to get your magnetic bodies cleared. And then after that, then we can look and see if you have any that are twisted. And we can do the same process as the other magnetic bodies. So it's not that you'd want to have one or the other. You'd want to start with the magnetic body clearing. And then we can see how many of those other bodies might be actually twisted. So let's go to the... right side bottom now inside of your mouth, and you should be feeling that beautiful silver energy. It's coating your teeth, your gums, your tongue, everything inside of your mouth and down your throat. So here we go. We're going to the right side now. So watch the light beam. I'll count to 10 as the energy comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and it is possible that, I'm just throwing this out there, that maybe one of these bodies, if you have a tooth condition, might be twisted, maybe causing you to have pain. I'll just throw that out, because the bodies, when they're twisted, somehow, like I said, they don't align properly. And your body cannot have a healing because the energetic flow is not there. So anyway... that's it. We'll just see how you guys feel after this year. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great.
You're calling Joni. I don't know if I said that or not.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joni. That was wonderful to hear. You know, Ron, earlier on the fast chat, people were talking about the whole mercury issue with teeth, and I'd like to share something while you're doing this healing, and this might give some insight as to the importance of this healing that's coming up on Sunday. And I like to sometimes, you know, just read and find out about different health things, because I've been in that, you know, in the health industry and so forth. And I came across this very interesting report from a doctor that is in Europe. I think his name is Dr. Klinghart, if I'm remembering correctly. But it basically talks about the research that they've done to find out about how light works in the body and basically how the DNA holds light and sends out light particles which communicate through your whole body through these little molecules called tubulins, I think is the name. Tubulins are like the light conductive molecules that go throughout your body and carry the messages from the DNA and so forth. And these little tubulin are super sensitive to environmental toxins and found that like mercury in really small concentrations can destroy the tubulin. So essentially a small amount of too much mercury in your body can actually destroy the molecules that take the light energy around your body and communicate at the, you know, the tubulins are basically communicate at the speed of light throughout your body, through your DNA, to the, you know, biophoton field around your body. So it's basically disconnecting this whole transmission of light energy throughout the body and that whole intelligent light energy that is able to normally keep the communication going from all the cells in your body, and the mercury directly destroys those little molecules. And it's very interesting that at the time, you know, to me, looking at the time of ascension, how much things have come just before that to us. You know, mercury in teeth has only been, you know, what, the last 100 years or something like that before the, you know, before the time of ascension comes. So it's very interesting, you know. And another thing, not to get too much into the dark, but, you know, there's all this talk now about the flu and the flu shots. Well, one of the things that's in the flu shots is, I think it's called thimerosal or something, but it's basically a mercury, type of mercury. So it's kind of interesting that they seem to be trying to get mercury into people from different ways, and that is one thing that, you know, really interferes with the process of being able to hold light energy properly in the body, and that's happening right now at this time. So maybe that has to do, Ron, with why it's so important, why the light ship kind of seems to have found the mother lode in the mouth area.
Yep, very possible. You know, remember, I'll talk about that a little bit. The light ships, he only works in the now. And so what we have is a history of the darkness and what the darkness has done here. And they have their own preconceived plans, like a roadmap of what they're going to do and what they have done, okay? Well, the light doesn't know what's going to be in the future. So light just works in the present moment. So it always has to play, you know, catch up. You know, it's never really on the offense. It's always on the defense. And so people ask me, they go, why can't the light ship do this, that, and the other? I go, well, it's not their time to do that. This is why they're doing ascension. So some people get a little mixed up of how the creation energy can allow things to happen here on this planet that is against free will. And the light ship does not, it really is not concerned with that, because they're concerned with ascension. You know, the ascension is a much more universal type of energy than it would be dealing with, you know, like, you know, the ozone level or something like that here on this planet, or chemicals or anything like that, okay? So the ascension across the universe is their main concern. And they only come here to help us out because there are some people who would like to do the ascension. So this is the gift you can give your body. And not everybody's going to be ascending, okay? If you look around, you know, look at the people, your next-door neighbors and stuff, they're not probably going to be ascending because they're not doing these calls and they're not doing the work to clean out their bodies, okay? So, you know, typically, you know, you may be the only person in your whole city who's actually interested in doing this process. So don't think that the light ship's going to, judge them, because the light ship does not judge them. And it's just the way it is. You have free choice, free will. And so what happens is, as the light ship starts to work more and more with us down here, remember, if there wasn't anybody listening to this program and I was not doing this, or I was trying to do it and nobody listened, then none of these feelings would ever come across to anybody, and they would not know what they know now about how bad it is down here, because they check each person out. And then from that process, they create new healings. Because remember, I said they're in the offensive mode, okay? They're never in defense. They're always trying to find out. Excuse me. Did I say that right, Sylvia?
I think it was reversed.
I think it's reversed, too, yes. So they're always trying to figure out what's happening to us, okay, and working with that aspect. So this is how the healings come about. Initially, all they wanted was, like, I think three healings plus the 4-in-1 that I do, and that was, they thought would be enough down here until people started having more issues and more stuff ingrained in them and more you know, frequencies being, you know, out of whack or mimicked by the darkness, created by the darkness, putting implants in people. So the whole process is the light's here to help, but it has to figure out what's wrong. And it doesn't know what's wrong until it comes across a situation where they cannot put light into a particular area of you and or into a spiritual blueprint, because they assume that everything is perfect. Remember, they don't judge anything. But when something is out of whack, then they go in and repair it. So they're not necessarily going to do a complete scan on you and fix, you know, everything wrong with you. They're just going to work on what is requested by you and what they find is wrong with you, okay? Like I say, when you go to the light ship, there are people who have physical problems, so you request a healing. And other people may say, I feel perfectly fine. You know, then they can ask for a tune-up. Then the light ship will start to look a little closer at you and to see what might be out of whack. But typically, they're not in judgment of any of their creations, because ideally, because you have a body that's from your genetics of your ancestors, this body is what you're experiencing. And they're not going to take away your ancestors' experience, okay? Because that is a process that they got to. Unfortunately, it's passed on to you, so now you have to deal with it. But, you know, this is the way it works. And so the light ship is strictly doing all that it can do to help everybody, and it will discover and find new types of healings as time goes on here. And as we get closer to ascension, as they start releasing more of these energies, then they'll find more things that could be wrong with us. And that's just the sad truth. So the main thing is to get more of your spirit in your body. This is what we're all about here, is to get you more into your body with your spirit, to reclaim and regain your spiritual consciousness. So this is kind of it in a nutshell. So we've worked with our teeth so far. Any questions out there that we can answer, Sylvia?
Well, we have a few comments. We have, Kyle is saying that he sees that the mercury that in the mouth or the body attracts ET energies like crazy. Marie is asking if the light ship can neutralize mercury in the mouth.
Yeah, you can do that with probably the water. get water charged. In fact, we'll just do a quick session right here just so you can feel the difference, okay?
Great.
So the light shift will take away the energetic transmissions, if you would, from what you, if you have mercury fillings or mercury in your mouth. It will take away the energetics of that for the remainder of this show, which will probably be roughly maybe 20 minutes here, okay? So here we go. I'll count to 10 and just see how your body feels. Remember, it's up to you to detect this, okay? So here we go. They're going to take away that frequency of this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And just kind of sit back, relax, and just see how this energy has affected you. You might be able to feel it. Maybe your body is feeling much better right now. I don't know. We'll just play some music here so you can do a body check, a body scan. Maybe this energy is affecting your toes. You know, I don't know. But it's up to you to find out. Okay, so let's see if anybody wants to call in and maybe talk about how they feel about this sample clearing here to see if your body, you know, feels better or not. So we'll just wait for somebody to call here. I'm sure somebody's brave enough out there. You want to give a number, Sylvia, if you have it handy?
Yeah. Let's see. And I know we had a couple people on the fast chat who probably have dial-up and can't call, but there were a couple of comments. I can't see my fast chat right now. It went down, but a couple of people mentioned how awesome that felt to have that mercury energy, or the how did you call it, like the transmission energy from that removed?
Yes.
Temporarily.
And what you could do is possibly go on and get the water charging and you know, request healing for that to help detoxify your body from this here. Anyway, that's one thing you may want to do. I can't talk too much about it. You have to connect with your spirit to find out what you really want to do with this, but you know, there is a way that you can maybe help yourself out somewhat. I can't say it'll fix it completely. I won't say that it'll be equivalent to having, you know, the dentist do work on you by taking them all the way out. You know, I'm not going to even go there. Remember, your spirit will tell you what it is that you, you know, may want to do, but this may help you. So that's all that I can tell you. And this, like I said, may help you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'll give the phone number in case anybody would like to call in over the next few minutes, and that is 888-228-4494, 888-228-4494. And, Ron, I think I saw something on the fast chat before it disappeared on me. Kimberly was talking about the wonderful results of having the like the emotional ancestors, ghosts removed, and how that makes all the difference, you know, for someone as far as personality and so forth. So, do you know what she's referring to, and could we maybe do a sample of that for people?
Yeah, this is another clearing here. I should laugh again here. Oh, man. We're so messed up here, we don't even know it. But anyway, and I'm sure all you are laughing too. You have to, you know, this is kind of comical. What happens is that at times we take on a emotional body that could be a hitchhiker from one of your relatives, okay? So let's just say that, for instance, one of your dead relatives, okay, to be perfectly blunt, has body hopped through 20 generations, okay? And it has all the traits of what it did. Maybe it was a person that was a heavy smoker way back when. Remember, it liked smoking whatever it smoked. And maybe it was, you know, had the knowledge of maybe how to melt goats, okay? And through all the different body hoppings that it went through, it has learned a little bit, but, you know, it's known about, you know, more experiences. Now, you must remember that these entities that we call them emotional bodies do not grow up, okay? So if you happen to have a five-year-old in you that, let's say, died 10,000 years ago, it's still going to be 5 years of age, okay? It doesn't grow. It doesn't mature. It still has that personality, and it will connect and typically be with other five-year-old people because it knows about that. But if it comes into you, all of a sudden you're going to have the traits of a five-year-old person when it chooses to come up in front and live your life through you, live its life through you. And so all of a sudden you're not in touch with reality. So what happens is these we can call, in a sense, like a ghost. These are your emotional bodies. Now, if you have one in you, and we'll say that this, let's just say that you have, we'll say that you're 30 years of age out there listening. And all of a sudden, you have, a person coming into you who's 85 that has a bad back. And all of a sudden you're walking down the street and maybe, you know, the resemblance of what you're walking through, maybe in the town, this 85 year old person wants to look out of your eyes, excuse me, it doesn't look out of your eyes, it reads the energy around you. And it now wants to, I want to make that clear, entities never look out of your eyes. That's why the eyes get glossed over. Only your spirit can, okay? But it can feel the energy around and see ghosts. So all of a sudden it walks through and is with you, and it sees things that it wanted to do or resembles its lifetime. It pops into you all of a sudden. All of a sudden you become 85 years of age. Your back starts to hurt, and you may take on those same traits of what this person did. Maybe you find yourself going into a store buying something that's really weird that, you know, you never wanted. Maybe this is a person that maybe lived, we'll just say, in the 1850s, and maybe it rode horses, or maybe it had a buggy, and it, you know, knows what a buggy whip in. is. So all of a sudden you go in to a store that's maybe has antiques, say in the 1900s, and it happens to see a buggy whip that it used or resembles something that it used when it lived, and you look at it and you go, oh man, this thing looks really cool. Man, I got to buy this. It's only $800. What a bargain. Because it knew that back when it bought it, it was probably about 2 cents, okay? So it goes, oh man, I got to buy this thing because I wanted one of these for a long time. Because it wanted it because it missed it. So now you buy this thing, and all your friends say, why did you buy this old buggy whip that's kind of falling apart? And you go, wasn't it cool? Well, this is what happened. This is how entities work. And so they bring the personality of them into your life. And you can actually change personalities. You can change who you are. And now just think if you're in relationship to somebody and one of these entities come out. All of a sudden, you know, you're dealing with somebody who is not what you're used to or yourself. And this is why having these clearings are so important to get rid of the past generations of people. What I can do with people on a one-on-one session, if you wish, is you can bring up traits that you have, okay, or maybe that your spouse has, or maybe even your boss. And you can say, you know, certain days of the week, this guy gets really grumpy and he behaves like this here. Well, then I can look at that trait and pull out and release the entity or entities. Maybe there's a whole family of them, you know. Maybe it was like, in the caste system, maybe there's a whole, town, you know, or country village full of these things that have brought into you. So I can release all of those. And all of a sudden that person now is not going to be following the same traits of what they did before because they're now gone. So remember, this is the nice thing about getting these things out of you, because all of a sudden if you're dealing with somebody in your life and they switch like this on you, it's because of a given trait. So I can take the trait and follow that back and pull out the entities from that trait. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, that would be amazing. You know, I'm sure many people have experienced, you know, a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type person in their life, or someone who flip-flopped, or maybe even had that problem within themselves because of these different entities. So, Ron, for people that are interested in having that clearing with you, what would you call it, or what do you call it, so that they can connect with you on that?
It'd just be an entity clearing. What we do online, we do a basic entity clearing for entities that are in your life now, okay? And this gets rid of most of them. This is why if you get the unlimited, you might be able to tackle these here and get them out of you. So if you did the entity clearing online, okay, and then you did the unlimited, you could probably get rid of these, okay? But this is for people who don't have the time, and maybe they, you know, if you do entities, I highly recommend doing it probably once a day, okay? So if you're not doing that and you have the unlimited and you do it once a week, once every 2 weeks, then that's not enough, okay, because they can hop into you pretty easily, and you have to get your spirit back, you know, to yourself. So, you know, and there's lots of entities around. So once you, you know, if that's not working for you and you're not dedicated to doing these clearings over and over and over again, which is what is needed, it's not that one clearing is going to fix you. You know, with entities, that's the problem of the earth here. That's why Jesus said, forgive them for they don't know what they do. Okay, that's basically the whole thing. This is entities, along with the mind control of the aliens. But the entities are what's really driving your life, okay? And that's the personalities that people change into. And so if you do have something that is bothering you, either in yourself or in someone else, if it's for someone else, you know, I can probably take that one thing out of them. I'd highly recommend first doing, you know, their particular clearing online to get those out of them, because it might just take care of that plus many, 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 many more. But if that doesn't work, then call me up and I can do a 1 hour session with you, and we can focus on different traits, different personalities that either you have or the person has. And it's very interesting. Normally, I can get rid of quite a few of these things, but it's up to you to mention what your problems are. Remember, the light ship sees you as perfect. And so it's a little more difficult for me to dig. You know, I can look at things, but it's up to you, you know. And you may want an entity in you, you know, it's coming forward that loves spending money, keeping you broke. And you might say, gee, Ron, I have a problem. I can't hang on to money. And I'll go, well, that's probably what it is. An entity's in you. You know, you might say, I make lots of money. Or you might say, Ron, I'm not making enough money whatsoever. I'm very poor. Maybe you have an entity or maybe a whole, you know, a couple hundred or thousand of them that are poor with you. Because you bring that into your life because you feel that you're poor. Because it's coming through, giving you that mindset. So how are you going to get a job, a better job, if you feel poor and broke and everything else? It's the entities that are causing that. Remember, the energy around you that they're transmitting, not you, but they're transmitting to other people, are going to keep you in that situation. Because they will draw like kind to yourself and bring in more entities to you. Remember, like attracts like. This is the way it works. So I hope that kind of explains the entity problem with people. Because the entities are the biggest thing wrong with this planet.
That's pretty amazing. And, you know, when you think about, you know, and I know our time is up, but, you know, you think about things like, you know, The Secret, and people are trying to, you know, change themselves so that they can, you know, have a better resonance with things that they'd rather have in their life, you know, and nobody's, you know, talking about the entities and things that are causing them to feel that way. So it's very much an amazing gift that the light ship is here to help us clear those. And I think that these healings that are happening on the Sundays are getting so much out that people are really just having dramatic healings and moving forward so much faster. So our time's up. So, Ron, I'm just going to say, you know, over to you to close the show out.
Yeah, I don't know what else to really say, you know, that these clearings are so important. It's just interesting for me to see, you know, how messed up we are here by the darkness. But if you are having a life that is not working for you, okay, then I would say, as far as working, you know, on a physical level, I'm not talking about health level, just things are not in line with you, things aren't working, that would probably be the entities that are attached to you, and you're drawing entities of other people to you that's enforcing the mindset. Remember, people talk about the mind, okay, and, you know, the mind energy is the darkness, so as you create an energy in the mind to try to better yourself, we'll say, then you're going to be bringing that same energy back to you. It doesn't matter what you think of in this lifetime, it's what your predisposition is. And that predisposition is contributed by entities. So you may have brought an entity back from the past, causing you to act and respond the way that you are, and it's also bringing in maybe employers that you don't like, that they don't like you because, you know, all the entities and everybody around you are on the same page. So you want to get the entities out so you can actually live a better life. You know, the physical healings are different. I'm just talking about surviving here, you know, waking up in the morning and say, you know, my life is really good. I got rid of, you know, 30 entities that was causing me hell, and they're out of my life now, and I feel better because I'm not, you know, buying things that I don't need any longer. I don't feel like I'm being persecuted. I don't feel self-sabotaged. Well, that's all the entities. Entities are doing that to you. What I'll do briefly here is for the next 5 minutes, I'll go a little bit over on this show here. We're going to take away all the entities in you. The light ship can do this briefly. Okay? It can't hold the space. This will only work one time. Okay? Because they just can't do it like this. I wish they could. I wanted them to do this initially, but they can't. So that's just the way it is. You know, I'm very sorry that we can't do more for people than what I'm doing. But in the next 5 minutes here, I'm going to count to 10, and they're going to numb out the entity that's in your body. So you can actually feel what it's like to be as you were when you were a child with pure love energy. Okay? So here we go. One, look at the light being on your monitor screen. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. Now put some music on, and you can take a listen here and just kind of see how your body's doing. Typically, we relate to pain. You should have the mind chatter being eliminated right now. And just see how you're doing. You know, I don't know. Everybody has their own experience here. You're all having a different experience of life. And this is your experience on how you're living it. Just see if it's improved right now. Yes, these emotional bodies have to be healed before they can be removed. Right now, they're just being numbed out for you. Okay, everyone. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there the first probably 5 or 10 minutes of the program. We're on Station 1. So come on, it's 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern time. So hope to see you all then. And by all means, come on the call this coming Sunday. It's 8 hours in length. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Conference call. You can also be absentee. So if you're concerned about maybe not being able to be on it, and you can also come on it for an hour or two or even 15 minutes every hour, whatever seems to work for you. But once you get on the call, you'll be on the light ship continuously. You're going to be on it for Sunday along with 1 week afterwards. So say blessings to all of you. And you can just see how you felt being entity-free as they were numbed out. And you should feel a lot more consciousness right now. We'll bring in the peace energy. That'll be with you for the next half an hour. We'll say half past the hour. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, bye, everybody. Thank you, all the callers and people on the fast chat.
And thank you, Ron. That was amazing. And good night and blessings, everyone. And we'll see you next time.